Recorded Books and RB Digital present Three Roads to Quantum Gravity by Lee Smolin. Narrated by L.J. Ganser. Prologue. The Quest for Quantum Gravity. This book is about the simplest of all questions to ask. What are time and space? This is also one of the hardest questions to answer, yet the progress of science can be measured by revolutions that produce new answers to it. We are now in the midst of such a revolution, and not one, but several new ideas about space and time are being considered. This book is meant to be a report from the front. My aim is to communicate these new ideas in a language that will enable any interested reader to follow these very exciting developments. Space and time are hard to think about because they are the backdrop to all human experience. Everything that exists exists somewhere, and nothing happens that does not happen at some time. So, just as one can live without questioning the assumptions in one's native culture, it is possible to live without asking about the nature of space and time. But there is at least a moment in every child's life when they wonder about time. Does it go on forever? Was there a first moment? Will there be a last moment? If there was a first moment, then how was the universe created? And what happened just a moment before that? If there was no first moment, does that mean that everything has happened before? And the same for space. Does it go on and on forever? If there is an end to space, what is just on the other side of it? If there isn't an end, can one count the things in the universe? I'm sure people have been asking these questions for as long as there have been people to ask them. I would be surprised if the people who painted the walls of their caves tens of thousands of years ago did not ask them of one another as they sat around their fires after their evening meals. For the past 100 years or so, we have known that matter is made up of atoms, and that these, in turn, are composed of electrons, protons, and neutrons. This teaches us an important lesson, that human perception, amazing as it sometimes is too coarse to allow us to see the building blocks of nature directly. We need new tools to see the smallest things. Microscopes let us see the cells that we and other living things are made of. But to see atoms, we must look on scales at least 1,000 times smaller. We can now do this with electron microscopes. Using other tools...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?